Richardson turns around Whiteside. Jay Rich, the alley-oop inside. There's Whiteside. Got it to go, and he is fouled. And that'll put Whiteside on the free throw line. Magruder, high right for Miami. Bam, the screen. Magruder works around Bam. Alley-oop, Bam to the rim. Oh, what a nice pass by Magruder. Ellington, his first shot up. Got it. Oh, a three-pointer right in front of his own bench. Dragic, high point right wing to Ellington. Ellington into UD. UD lay up and in. Udonis Haslam. Magruder run a good Bam screen. Alley-oop to Bam. And a left-hand jam as Bam climbs the ladder.
Oh, no. He came out down off the skyhooks.
Miami's largest lead, 23 points. Miami's going to put an end to that three-game losing streak with a big victory here. They have led right from the tip, and they come away with a win here at Barclays Center. The final score, Miami 120 and Brooklyn 107.
All right, and a good morning to everybody. Miami Heat doing what they're supposed to the Nets, right? You got to do this to all the teams, by the way, but that was nice to see last night, 120-107. Where's Tyler Johnson been, you ask? Well, he's been coming off the bench and went for 24 last night. As I was starting to worry about, where's Tyler? And Tyler had a nice game. The Heat shoot 54%, get a little bit from everybody last night, and get a win. You got to beat those teams. We've been talking about this. You've got to look at the bottom half of the East, who you're going to play a lot of your games against, multiple games against, and you got to win those games. You got to win a majority of them. Obviously, you don't win all of them, but that's what you're supposed to do to those teams, what they did last
night. Well, how many years, how many games in the last 4 or 5 years have you lost the game to Orlando or to Brooklyn and you missed the playoffs by a game? You know, like those games you're supposed to win, and it's usually late in the season.
Well, Orlando's been one of those teams.
That's it. It's Orlando. It's Brooklyn. That's why when you go and you play Brooklyn and you play Orlando, it's a bad game on TV to watch or listen to. No, but for the Heat, you got to win that game. You got to come out with some sort of victory. So this is exactly what I expected last night. But you're 6-8 on the season. This would have been a terrible loss for you early in the season anyway.
Wow, there's a zillion games.
Yeah, 82 games is a lot. I know.
We do this, and I
but when
I,
it comes down to three games left in the season.
Wow, that's so far.
I understand that. I
get it, but, you know, this is not football. I don't say, hey, man, it's not 12 games. It's not 16 games, whether it's college or pro. So when everybody early on with the Panthers and like, oh, my gosh, and then they win five, and you go, oh, my God, they're over 500 and right back in it.
But when you miss a game miss the playoffs by 1 point or one game like the Panthers and the Heat have done, you go back to a game like this that you lost early in the season and go, man.
Yeah.
I know there's 82 games. It's a long season. You're right. In football, it's different. You lose to the Jets or you lose to the Bills in a bad game and you go back and you miss the playoffs. You're 8-8 instead of 9-7, and 9-7 would have got you in the playoffs. Different story. Yeah. I understand what you're talking about.
No, you go back to Even for the Dolphins, are 6-10. Their game against Tampa Bay and Oakland at home, they were just so bad and so sloppy, and they still had a chance to win both those games. But anyway, hey, listen, that's one story, and we got all kinds of stuff going on, including a pretty good Thursday night football game coming up tonight: the Green Bay Packers and Seattle Seahawks. Rodgers and Wilson, never bad for business, man. Right? Because when you look at it, Rodgers, 17 touchdowns, one pick, which is always amazing to me. Got those one
pick. Say that one more time, please.
I know.
You said one pick, one interception?
One interception.
You mean like last week or all season long?
And you look at that group he's playing with, not exactly the most skilled group of guys in the league. And then you look at Wilson, who we never talk about, who is supposed to have a really bad team, and he's got 21 touchdowns right now. He's probably the guy that we go through all the quarterback crushes that we have, you know, our favorite quarterback and this guy and that guy. He's probably the guy that doesn't get talked about. Part of it is because Seattle's up there in a corner of the United States, kind of by themselves up there. And second of all, we've talked so much through the years about their defense. But Russell Wilson is really, really good because on top of I was just looking at last night, looking at all the stats and stuff. Russell Wilson's got 21 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. You take that 4-1. Take that every day of the week.
We
haven't seen that around here in a zillion years.
That's right.
So then you look, he's run for a couple hundred yards, 200 yards, got a 6-yard carry. So a guy can take off and run. But I'll give you a better stat on him. He's never been injured. He's never missed a game. He's been banged up and played injured. He's never missed a game.
Is that right? I didn't even realize that.
I looked yesterday, and he's played in every regular season game. I was blown away. And
that
then,
is surprising.
But do you ever remember him being on the sideline in street clothes?
No, you're right. No, you're right.
Now, he has been hurt. Remember, the Ndamukong Suh rolled up on him, and he had the ankle.
But in the game.
But he played through that.
Yeah.
Like, he was hurting and limped around a little bit.
Wow. That is surprising. I did not know that.
So, anyway, we've got all kinds of other stuff to get to, including the news for Monday Night Football. Speaking of that, Rams and Chiefs, the big sexy coming up Monday Night Football. Was supposed to be in Mexico City. The game last second, getting moved to the LA Coliseum, which is great for the Rams, by the way. It's their home game anyway. That's why it's going back there, and they had to give it up to go to Mexico. Anyway, I don't know who's getting ripped more right now. Mexico, for that field, looks like, seriously, I wouldn't let a high school football team play on that field if you've seen it. It's just.
It was terrible.
It's mud from concerts,
terrible.
Soccer, and a lot of rain, and obviously no drainage system. So it's just wiped out. You got all that going on. And then the other part, it makes you wonder, does the NFL, like, keep an eye on things with all these events in the field? They have somebody go over there and kind of look and, hey, can your field hold up with all these events you're having? And we've noticed you've had a lot of rain instead of a week before the game, they check on it, less than a week, and they go, hey, this field's in really bad shape. And then the union and others go over there and go, our guys can't play on that so we can grow the sport in Mexico. This is ridiculous. So they realize they can't fix it. So they last second move it like it's a high school football game. Like, oh, hey, you know what? Our field's got some problems in Miramar. Do you mind if we play in Piper? Oh, yeah. No big deal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you just jump
for
on a
Monday
bus.
Night football game. You're right.
It just, once again, this just is kind of the theme of the NFL for me.
The office. The front office of the NFL. That's what it is.
Led by Roger Goodell and his big payroll.
That's
big
it.
Salary that he takes. It's incredible that this league never gets out in front of anything. Seriously. I just wonder. So now, you know what they've done, and the people that got screwed on this whole thing, there are probably a good amount of people, I'm not talking about a few hundred, thousands of fans from these two teams, because we have when we go to London.
Sure.
They get these packages set up in Mexico City, you know, for a couple of days. You're going to go see
hotel.
The best of Mexico.
That's right.
Whatever's going on in Mexico City besides that great Mexican food. And then get ready for this game, which is, I don't want to take away from the Saints in there too, but the Rams and Chiefs are pretty damn sexy.
Well, this is the best regular season game we've seen in a long time.
Well, and because one's in the AFC, one's in the NFC.
That's why. It's probably in the last 10 years. In the top three regular season games there's been.
It's just amazing that this league, with all the technology, all the people you have working for you in all these different fields, from security, they got a full-time NFL group that does nothing but keep an eye on football fields for safety. Security all over to make sure your team's safe,
sure.
Whether it's Mexico, London, Germany, wherever you're playing. They bring guys out in front. Big-time security guys that have backgrounds, you know, in the FBI and all this stuff. And the guy at the top, he is
clueless.
I know he makes them a lot of money, and
I know.
All these teams are making a lot of money.
And that's all the owners care about.
But I got to tell you, man, it is amazing. It really looks like a high school. They run
it looks
it,
worse than a high school.
They run it like you have your local Broward County, and this is a shot. It's not a shot to Broward County Athletic Director or Dade County Athletic Director.
Yeah, someone's going to get
because these guys are actually a lot better than that idiot is in NFL. I mean, he is like everybody. I mean, we see these pictures, and you're like, you didn't know about this?
Yeah.
You couldn't have done it a couple weeks ago to help those poor people. They said some of those packages are $2,000 to $3,000 to stay. to go over there and stay.
Sure. Probably eat, 3 nights, yeah, because you're going to go Friday, Saturday, Sunday night, and then go Monday, yeah.
Ticket to the game.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're not just going over. A lot of people are going to go maybe Friday night, stay Saturday. It's not a Super Bowl package.
No, but it's a long package. Weekend because it's a Monday night game. We're not talking about a Sunday 1 p.m. game. But, so you're going to be there for a couple days.
So these people are now, I don't know how it works with the tickets and hotel rooms, and if they're going to give them their money back at those hotels, probably not.
No, why would they?
No, you still need to come. No. Hey, no. We booked your room. You need to come over here. So
the NFL dropped the ball on this one big time. Very, very big time, and it's bad, and it's going to be a bad look for the NFL. Although the NFL's not going to care. They're going to still have that game Monday night. It's going to be in L.A.
Yeah.
They're going to get big ratings.
They're going to get big crowd.
Big crowd in the Coliseum.
Last second crowd will
And wait till you see those TV ratings.
And
Monday night ratings, no. ESPN's going to be very happy about that.
It'll be, but, and listen, Mexico shouldn't get a, I mean, Mexico and those people that are in charge of that stadium, I mean, the NFL doesn't look like it's very important to you. If you're going to have all these events and you're not aware of your field and the potential that if there's a lot of rain and you have people jumping and dancing around on your football field, / soccer field with all these events.
It pours, I mean, in England. They don't do tests out there. Of course they do tests out there. Why can't they do it in Mexico City?
It's just
I mean,
been,
it pours in London.
Poorly handled by everybody. And you can't control the rain, but if you don't have the right field and you're doing too many events, then you're like, oh, okay, let me see. We got our local soccer match and then we got a concert. Oh, and then the NFL will be here a week later. Like, you can't do that. The NFL, I mean, for me, that would be it for Mexico. I mean, nothing against Mexico, and this is not a political thing. I just wouldn't go over to the play on that big field. That would be it.
Is there that? Are you getting that much out of having that game there?
Oh, no, it's a big fan base over there.
No, but I'm just saying, you're getting that much out of it that they can't do something with that stadium? They host one game a year?
The problem is, and we had this problem when we first started in London, because I was over there when they had a soccer grass down there. It's one thing for a soccer player that weighs 130 to 150, 160 pounds.
Yeah.
And then you put guys double that size that, nothing against them, that are in some cases or a lot of cases a lot faster, bigger, stronger with that weight.
Mm.
And the field just... I remember we had the soccer field in the first time, and the guys are going, man, the grass doesn't hold because of the size. I mean, the only people that are that size are maybe a kicker, and the kickers are even bigger than that now. So you got a big problem. Man, we got all kinds of stuff to get to. We'll come back and talk more about this. We saw it ranks right up there. It's one of the cheapest sucker punches, cheap shots I've ever seen in my life. We'll come back and talk about that happening in college basketball. And are you about ready for a little Tiger and Phil? We'll have that for you as well. So stay with us. We'll be back with that in just a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Welcome back and good morning to everybody up early and roaming around, getting to work and getting up, getting the kids ready for school. Great to have you with us as we got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff to get to. So last night I'm sitting in the back watching everything I can and trying to be a complete sports junkie away from doing sports for a living. Mm. It never stops for me. I'm very one-dimensional, which has always been an issue with women that I've decided to get in relationships with, that I'm not well-rounded enough. I don't know if you ever get that one.
No, I haven't gotten that yet.
I can't talk about anything else with you.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you're talking about.
I more get, hey, are you listening to me? And I'm like, what? That's what I get from my wife. I have selective hearing.
I think there's a lot of guys that have that. Like
selective hearing.
Like
my dad taught me that.
You're looking at me and you haven't heard a word I said. What? And then now she calls me out. She goes, what did I just say?
Oh, yeah.
And I catch the end of it.
Yeah.
So I can kind of put it together because there's always three or four topics that pop up around family stuff.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Saturday, yes. And your aunt's going to be here. I heard that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what else? What else did I need to hear?
Looking forward to seeing her.
Yeah, I can't wait to see her.
Can't wait. Can't wait to
Aunt
see
Julie's
it.
The best.
Well, so watching TV and going through it, so pop the HBO movies on last night, see what was going on, and there it is, a 24/7, not for boxing, not for the UFC, but for Tiger and Phil.
Wow.
Who play in a couple of days.
That's right.
The 9 million take all, pay-per-view, 1999, and they were talking about, you know, they were talking a little trash going back and forth, and, oh, by the way, we're not playing for 9 million. We're going to be having side bets. And so Tiger was like, yeah, we'll probably have we'll go a grand for closest to the pin. Like, these two guys got
they have
a lot
stupid
of money.
They have stupid money.
You know, we also used to hear about Lawrence Taylor and Michael Jordan.
That's right.
Playing at different courses all over South Florida. And people that saw them literally saw luggage. They would have a briefcase full and bag full of cash. Legendary stories at certain golf courses that probably don't want me to mention them about what they saw, and to the point they'd want to go out and watch it because these two, they weren't talking to each other. They were going at it.
No, it was a full-fledged war out there. Yeah.
Now you got Tiger and Phil and this HBO. We have a little bit of it here. Let's go ahead and play some of it.
24/7 goes behind the scenes as Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson prepare for their $9 million winner-takes-all match play event. Step inside their rivalry.
He can smell it. He can almost touch that $9 million.
Before they step onto the green.
It would mean more than the $9 million to take it off of him. It's just that much better.
It's not going to happen.
So, last night, I just happened to be flipping through, and
I did not know they were doing that.
I ended up watching. Usually when you have pay-per-view for something like that.
You have a big one of these 24/7s, whatever. HBO does a good job with those with the boxing.
No, listen. They couldn't have done that. That thing was well-produced.
Yeah.
They had all their old stuff and, you know, their good times and bad times because they haven't always been best of friends, even though both of them have made $1 zillion. Tiger Woods way over $1 billion in total earnings, and Phil's got to be sneaking up on close to that number as well. So I was just thinking, this is pay-per-view. It's 1999. It's Friday. It's this Friday, which is going to be an off day, right? A lot of people get Thursday, Friday, you know, off. Not this Thursday, Friday, but
next Thursday,
but next Friday after Thanksgiving. So I'm just curious. Like, I'm trying to think what their market is, because it's not just in this country. It's going to be golfer. People who are golf fans can watch it, and, you know, this pay-per-view thing's going to be everywhere. But I'm just wondering how many hardcore fans. $19.99 is a good price. Let's start with that.
It's not bad. You're right. $20 ain't bad.
But how many people? This is not Tiger and Phil number one at their prime.
No.
No longer one and two in the world.
No.
I was trying to think, like, I threw out right away, like, do they get 200,000 pay-per-views? And I go, they probably get more than that, because a hardcore golf audience is probably going to watch it.
Yeah, I would think so. But, yeah, I don't know what the numbers are going to be on this, because you talk about, like, the McGregor fight or a boxing match or something on pay-per-view on a Saturday night. I'm not the biggest fan of UFC or boxing. Like, I'm not diehard. I'm not Vic. I'm not one of these guys that lives and dies by boxing. But if there's a big match, I'm going to watch it. I have really zero interest in watching this pay-per-view. I just want to know the result.
You told me that early this morning.
If there's a big, on the 18th hole, if they're tied and this is for the win, I want to see the highlight of it, who hits the big shot. But I don't care what happens on that sixth hole. You know, like, that doesn't, there's nothing, like, there's even something to say about UFC when they have these big ones. Like, the first couple matches, I'm really not that interested in. I'm really interested in watching that main event, the McGregor fight, or Floyd Mayweather, or something like that. And these are two heavyweights going at it, but it's in golf. Well, there's a big difference between them on pay-per-view and something else.
The sport is...
it's slow.
I don't think it's a real slow between shots. They're going to have to fill it in with other stuff.
I want to know how they're going to do that.
Well, I mean, they can go back to highlights and take you to stuff that's happened for both these guys.
Show me something that happened in 98.
Well, that's what they were doing last night.
I know. That doesn't really
hyping up what they both done in their careers. And Phil's got a Learjet, and Tiger's got a Learjet, and Phil's got this, and Tiger's got that, and their relationship, all that stuff. So I get, but I agree with you. There's going to be a lot of people who don't buy it, but do want to know who's going to win.
Yeah, of course. I'm interested in the win. Yeah.
It's $9 million. Somebody's going to get $9 million. Somebody's not getting anything. Plus, they're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars of side bets out of their own money that I guess openly, it's going to be like a golf, like your buddies go out. The average guy goes out and plays golf and goes, dude, oh, let's play $5 a hole, $10 a hole. There's a bunch of different games guys play every day in golf at their local country club, whatever.
Are both guys
going
to be mic'd up?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like you're going to be able to hear them. Like if a guy, you know what happens when you kind of shank one to the left. Oh, bleep.
Oh, no, you get all that.
We're going to get all that? Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about the PGA Tour finding
you. No, that's it. That's what I'm saying.
They're playing.
These are two dudes on a Saturday morning.
It's just like boxing. Like a guy's MFing a guy in a corner. You get to hear it.
Then
I'm going to kick your.
There's a little more interest with that.
Not much.
But there's not much. That's the thing. Like it's Tiger and Phil. It's the two biggest names we've had in the last 20 years in the sport. And it's $20. It's not like you're asking me to dish out $80.
I can't see him getting to, for $19.99, getting to a million pay-per-views.
I don't know. Worldwide, I don't know. I don't know what the interest
ask my young guy. DQ, what do you think?
I'm with Zach. I have absolutely zero interest in this thing. To pay $20 to watch a golf event, I'd rather go to the movies or just...
No. Yeah, not a shot.
I know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
That is more than fair. It would be hard for me. You're talking about, what, 3 or 4 hours. I don't know how fast they're gonna play, but, you know, and playing on this nice course. But hardcore people will buy it. Like, they're going to get some. I would just be curious
to see what the final number is.
We've never had a one-on-one golf for pay-per-view.
No. This is unprecedented. We've never seen anything like this.
So, I don't know.
This is not Michael versus Magic in 89 or 90 in a one-on-one pay-per-view for $20 or, you know, something like that. These are the two biggest names, like I said, in golf in the last 20 years. But they're both older, and I really just don't care about watching these guys like on a Saturday afternoon, or it's going to be Friday, right? It's Friday. It's the day after. A Friday afternoon playing golf and paying for it on pay-per-view.
Yeah. It will be.
Am I going to be able to see the highlights that night on ESPN or whatever?
I don't know how they do that on pay-per-view.
Yeah, because I know a lot of the times on UFC or boxing, it's like 2 days later, you could actually see the actual highlights, but everything else is just kind of pictures unless somebody has it on Twitter or social media. I think it's cool. It's a cool event. I'm just not going to. First off, forget about the money. I don't know if I'm going to dedicate 4.5 hours of my life to sitting on my ass, even on a day after Thanksgiving.
You know who this is for. I mean,
it's the older guys who have the day off on Friday. It's the day after Thanksgiving.
Nobody's
it's leftovers.
At home.
Yeah.
It's not just that, but it's like people that don't
it's
really
Black
have
Friday
a lot
and maybe your family shopping.
It's got a little Century Village.
Sure.
It's just got older guys. They're still golfing.
The community you're going to be in a little while. That community. What's that community that the 55 and over?
What is that one on Palm Beach? They always say 55 plus. You can live here. And I'm like, I looked at my wife and went, damn, you realize we can both be living there right now.
Guys could be playing shuffleboard.
They would
with
welcome
people.
Us. They wouldn't even like look at our IDs like, oh, hell, you're way over that. You're good.
Come on in. Come on in, Joe.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, we just kind of curious. Is this thing is now almost a little more than a week away and they're starting to hype it up. Is anybody get the itch going, wow, I'm kind of curious to see which one of these guys. Because obviously they're going to start practicing pretty hard. Nobody wants to embarrass themselves.
Oh, no, you're right about that.
There will be a little ego.
You're right.
Like they're not just going to go. That's why I like the fact they're not going one gets $7 million and one gets $2 million.
No, it's all or nothing. I like that. Look, the way they put this together is good. You want to see these two top guys. These are two of the probably craziest one-on-one guys, like betting, and when they go on Saturday on the weekends, if it's not a big tournament, that's great. Everything is great about this. I just don't know if I can dedicate. It's not the money. It's the fact that this is a four-hour event probably.
Well, there's
three-and-a-half-hour event.
Stuff.
How about this? Is there football on that Friday? I'm only guessing there's some college football that's
probably
on, and I haven't looked at the schedule
for that
Friday.
They will have stuff.
So if there's a couple big games on, I'd almost sit and rather watch that.
There's always pay-per-view stuff on, obviously. You can get pay-per-view. There's always something on, and most of the stuff. You know, I don't buy unless it's big, big name and really hyped up. And usually it's a last second. I get the itch and go, oh, hell, this could be a good one. Let me go ahead and buy it.
You're sitting in your house on a Saturday
It's Saturday night.
It's 8 o'clock.
And everybody's asleep.
Yeah, now it's 10 o'clock and everyone's asleep. And then you go on. Now for us, it's different than you. We go on Twitter. We go on social media. They're hyping up the McGregor fight. It's an hour away from starting. Yeah. $70. I'm sitting at home.
Watch this one. What you got any? Watch this one. Watch this just get blasted. Any interest in Tiger and Phil?
No, Joe, I don't. If they want to get in a ring and fight in Vegas, I'd be happy to pay to watch that.
That's the Saturday night special. Tiger and Phil are fighting in an hour. It's $80.
Nobody cares about that, man. You guys. I mean,
sure?
He made his point. Look at what doesn't care about it. I just don't know what kind of market it has to do this, but I know they're not in the business of losing money.
What time is this event start?
I'm not buying a pay-per-view.
It's got to be during the day.
So, I'm saying, is it noon? Is it 3 o'clock? Because I'm looking at the schedule, by the way, and it's not the craziest schedule in the world, but there's 17 college football games on from noon to 9 o'clock on that Friday.
Yeah, going against college football is not the best idea.
Well, I'm just saying, and there's not great games. It's Texas and Kansas. It's Arkansas and Missouri. But it's Virginia Tech. I'll be watching the Oregon State.
You got a hardcore couple, what would you say, a hardcore 2 million viewers of golf in the country?
Okay,
when Tiger plays an event, they get the numbers go up a little bit.
Yeah, well, when Tiger's in an event on Sunday, you get
They're hoping to get that group to get – I mean, these people aren't stupid to put these together, put 9 million that it's going to work. But I just don't
– $20 a pop, Joe. It's not that much. It's not expensive.
They get 200,000-300,000 buys. I don't know. It's going to be really interesting when the numbers come out on this thing.
Radio.com.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there. A lot of stuff going on that we'll be jumping on here this morning with not just – we were kind of curious about Tiger and Phil, and a lot of you are already saying, Zach, what we got, a lot of people.
Let me read you a couple texts real quick.
I'm
56022.
No shot.
Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. There's actually one that says, can I come to your house and watch it? I'm assuming your house, because you're going to probably buy it.
No, I'm not.
You're not buying it? Okay,
no.
So there it is right there. You're a Tiger Phil golf nut.
I'm a Tiger nut.
Okay, and you don't even get it.
But I fall in the category that you talked about. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to sit there for 3 and 4 hours to watch two guys play.
One-on-one golf.
But no. I am curious to see who wins. I would like to see some of the highlights of
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
That's all.
Yeah.
$9 million, even if you're a billionaire, or in the case of those two, probably worth a couple hundred million, $300-500 million, whatever they're worth. That's still a lot of money.
Yep. No, you're right. 9 million is a lot. All right, let me read you a couple ones. The first one is, can we all go to your house and watch? That's a good one. Let's see what else. I would definitely pay for it. I would double if I can't watch. He would pay double if he couldn't watch it live. Wow, that's interesting. The guy would pay $40 if he can get on demand.
You know what would be interesting? If people don't mind and have a comment on this, I'm just curious your age. Is that fair?
No, that's good.
Because
some guy here, this is perfect that you said that. Joe, I'm your age. I play golf. I have no interest in watching Tiger and Phil, even if it was free.
Can I be honest? I don't know which football games are on.
There's a lot. I looked at the schedule.
But I'd much rather watch college football.
What if I told you could watch Virginia, Virginia Tech, Oregon, Oregon State, Oklahoma, West Virginia, or Washington, Washington State instead?
Washington.
I mean, that's the late game. That's 8:30.
Knowing both head coaches, yeah. I'd be curious.
UCF, South Florida, the war on I-4. I had the dramatic pause there.
I know. Okay.
All right, here we go. Pay $20 to watch two rich guys duke it out for $9 million. No, thank you. My man Port Miami Mike texted and said, I'll watch it on my bootleg cable. All right, well, that's a different story.
There's somebody. Always
you got the bootleg.
We always
got
to have somebody beating the system.
Yeah,
there,
I'm okay
right?
with that.
They always find us when
that's
they're
my
a little
man,
sleazy.
Port Miami Mike. I like Port Miami. Right. Another one says, hey, did you see the new promo? There's a new promo they put out this morning for this. And actually, I told the guys in the back, I sent them the link. I think they got it. Play the new promo for it. This is the Tiger Phil pay-per-view.
24/7 goes behind the scenes as Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson prepare for their $9 million winner-takes-all match play event. Step inside their rivalry
This pay-per-view scam is so much easier than insider trading. I don't know why I didn't think of this sooner.
Before they step onto the green.
I've really cleaned up my image since I got caught banging anything that walks. Please pay $19.99 to watch me play Phil for $9 million.
Can you believe people are going to pay for this? What a bunch of...
It's going to happen.
Wow. The hell of a promo they put out this morning.
You're a bad guy. You're just a bad guy. I knew his answer of like no shot unless they're fighting. That just gives you an idea.
Someone just texted, I'd rather pay to watch Phil and Tiger fight.
Yeah.
And someone said, Joey, we beat the you beat the system all the time by not calling Uber and calling the guys directly. Why can't we get bootleg cable? And someone also said Bethune-Cookman and FAMU play that day also.
Okay.
So that's a rivalry game that day, too.
Hey, man, it just counts on what you like.
Huh?
I just think it's funny.
Definitely ordering it to watch with the guys while eating and napping along with football games as well. I'm 39. It's a guy my age.
Well, they're going to get some people, but they're like, they're going to, you know where they're promoting this? I'm guessing Golf Channel.
Of course.
Right? Let people know for this event this week. Hey, don't forget next week.
I'd rather go dress shopping with my wife. The texts are coming in fast and furious. That's a big shopping day, obviously. It's Black Friday. But they're trying to get the dudes that are not going all out all day with their significant other shopping.
Zach, first of all, you got to be a hardcore golf fan.
To watch this, of course.
To watch this. If you just because you know who Tiger is doesn't mean like, I'll buy it. I mean, you got to be pretty hardcore to see where these guys are and – And I just, listen, one-on-one event in golf's hard because a majority of their time is walking. Or if they're in a golf cart, whatever the hell they're doing. Either way, it's boring to
my
walk.
My buddy Jay is, out of my group of buddies, is the biggest golf guy. Loves it, plays it, watches it. Doesn't matter if Tiger's in a red shirt on Sunday or not. It could be Rory. It doesn't matter. He just said, he just texted me. I bet you Tiger and Phil have a bet on the over-under of viewers that they're going to have because neither one of them could give a bleep.
Oh, they don't care.
No, they're still getting $9 million regardless.
They got pretty good. Listen, Tiger doesn't do – he's kind of. He's super private. He had to
super
get
–
you know, he's got the camera in and he's talking about it and he's out practicing up in somewhere up in Palm Beach at a private golf course, and he's going through this and talking about the wind. And
oh, someone says, ridiculous. Why isn't this money being donated to charity?
I don't know how that works. Somebody bringing up charity on our stuff today. But
and our favorite text of the 431 guy says, I'd rather pay to watch Joe spill his coffee in the Uber. Play the crying Uber drive.
You know, I never heard from that guy.
You never got a fine or anything?
No,
it wasn't as bad as you thought.
No, it was a big stain. I got out of the car.
That guy didn't care.
Yeah, probably ding the next guy.
Yeah, the next guy got screwed, huh? Yeah.
The other guy goes, I never even had coffee.
Someone just texted in, what's that guy's wife look like? Maybe I'll just shop with her while he watches golf. I'll set you two texters up. Another guy says, I'll be at the booby trap watching it.
Oh, God.
That's what Tiger would have wanted.
Yeah, that's right. He would have bought it at every strip club in South Florida.
You
know what's depressing about this thing? 24/7 is like an awesome show.
It is.
For
it's
boxing.
A great
HBO
show.
HBO is getting rid of boxing, so they're like making a mockery of it using golfers.
Someone
I will tell you, it is a hard sell.
It is a hard sell.
As popular as Tiger is, and this guy moves the dial in his sport like nobody else does in any other sport. Mm. That's just a fact.
You're right.
But... One-on-one with Phil?
Nah, it's just, I mean, it's not a...
I don't know what that's...
I'd rather give Floyd Mayweather my money.
I would, too.
Or McGregor?
I'm with you, and
yeah.
Me, too.
Yeah.
Of course, it's a lot more money. You ain't getting those guys for $19.99.
No. You might get the 24/7 for $19.99.
You're not getting
I'd rather
that.
Pay to watch Phil and Tiger shop on Black Friday.
Oh, God. I'd pass on that one, too. Hey, and then the other thing...
That promo was awesome.
We have seen... A lot of cheap shots, right, in sports. Ugh. I go back to Kermit Washington hitting Rudy.
Rudy Tomjanovich, yeah.
Hit him square coming to help a buddy out, and he got hit, and that was it. Rudy was never the same. Guy was done. But this one, it's so funny because there's been a bunch of them in different sports, team sports, individual sports. There have been some bad ones, right? We've seen them all. Even out of bounds, guys hitting guys late, guys sucker punching guys with their hockey's just as bad.
Yeah.
But this one, Kawan Platt, This one, this might have been the worst one I've ever seen.
Platt plays for Fitchburg State, and they were playing Nichols College. And this is, I mean, we'll put the video up on Twitter.
He hit this Tenaglia kid, this Nate Tenaglia, who was shooting a three. And by the way, he made it. You just seeing the tip. He did make it from the corner. But he is just concentrating like most guys. You're not going, I wonder if he's going to hit me. It's not a quarterback getting rid of the football. It's like you're in the corner and shooting it. And the guy didn't really run full speed at him.
No.
He kind of went, what, half speed, a little more. And then at the last second, he just put the elbow and just
entire forearm. Yeah.
Could have hurt him. Could have broke his jaw.
Sure.
Could have hurt the back of his head hitting the floor.
Yep.
And
it took a nasty little fall.
And by the way, the guy got up and finished the game and everything else. But it's one of the cheapest shots these years. I even went through, like last night, I was looking at some of the cheap shots in different sports. But I would put this one, it was all over the national news, one of the ugliest I've ever seen. And by then, you read into the story, this guy, Kawan Platt, that threw the elbow and went through the guy's face, is their leading scorer, averaging more than 21 points a game.
He just won player of the week.
This guy is going from, he's done. Like, he's not even getting suspended. He's out of school. They kicked him out of school.
Indefinitely suspended and barred from Fitchburg State's campus. Like, he's not even allowed back on campus.
It's just, like, what was he thinking? So, people, obviously, nobody saw the game, but there was nothing leading up to it. Like, it wasn't getting chippy, and finally somebody lost it. It was just, this guy's done.
Yep. It's bad. It's just gross.
He'll have trouble getting in a 3-on-3 basketball game outside.
You know, the big debate's been, should they press criminal charges?
Yeah. I don't know. You asked me that this morning, Hollywood.
Well, I mean, just because you're playing a sport doesn't give you the right to go punch someone across the face.
I know, and we've seen stuff, and it's like we've seen some basketball players in different leagues and overseas punch officials and referees. I'm really, really against that. That's sacred ground, but I don't know. I guess you could make an argument, something like that. You know?
I mean,
I don't think the guy's getting, because he's okay.
Yeah, if he would have been hurt or broke jaw, he would have got,
school aren't going to file.
No, probably not.
I mean, they should.
They should. You're right. This was gross. I mean, but this kid, first off, he's suspended from school, obviously. He's not allowed on campus. They rescinded his Player of the Week award. He got Player of the Week, I guess, the week before or whatever it was. And he took that away. Like, this kid's an idiot.
I would just like to know what he's thinking as he's going out there.
I don't know.
Instead of trying, I guess he was too late to block the shot and
he was 10 feet away from the guy.
He just, like, finished. He kind of looked back, and the official was just looking to see if it was a three or not. And it kind of looked like he looked and saw
and
the
dropped,
official
yeah.
was looking away, and he jacked him. Just unbelievable.
And there was an official right by him, too, on the other side, 3 feet away from him, both sides.
No, they got it real quickly once they realized. But this guy, his basketball went from feeling really good, all these good things going on, and it's over. I know he's a young guy, and I hope he doesn't have to pay the rest of his life, but that video sticks with you forever, right?
Yep.
That goes down when they do all this stuff on the internet, the worst hits and cheap shots and sucker punches.
It's there.
He's like number one. Yep. He jumps right to the top. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up. A lot more stuff to
A lot of more good texts coming in, by the way, too. We'll read in the next hour. 56022 Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line.
I do want to know who's going to win, but I'm not going to buy it just for everybody thinking I'm just going to sit
around just that
my
guy.
House,
you're that guy.
Eat potato chips and crackers for 4 hours.
We have our poll up, by the way, on Twitter.
Oh.
Can't wait to see this.
How'd you set it up so we can get
at Joe Rose Show? You can go on there.
Let me hear
you
what you
vote.
Said. Yeah.
We just pretty much simply asked, will you be paying the $19.99 to watch Tiger versus Phil next Friday? You can vote yes, no, or yes if it's in a ring.
Twitter poll defended by your insurance attorney, Anthony Lopez. Call 305-800-LOSS. So the poll is up at Joe Rose Show. I like the third option. Yes if it's in a ring. That's a good one right there.